I think it's growing up around my mum and her amazing cooking. And my mum's always wanted to start a food business and be financially independent. But because of a lack of confidence, lack of formal qualifications, and language barriers, she never did really do that. And I guess at some point I realized there must be more women like this out there. And that coupled with the fact that while I was away at uni and eating at really bad takeaway places made me think, oh, how good would it be to have mommy's cooking just delivered to your door? And my three co-founders, Karthik, Iram, and Jaina, felt the same way. I think it's, even more so within the South Asian community is the role of the woman to look after the children. And it's that point where the kids have grown to an age where they're going to go off and they're going to do their own thing, they're going to get their own jobs, and then they're back to, they don't know what to do with themselves. And that's the time where they think, they might think they're too old to find employment now. I'm too old to go and do this or to go and do training. Just in general, I guess, unemployment statistics, it's increasing, especially amongst women and especially amongst women from ethnic minority backgrounds. And I'm sure there are a lot of women out there who are probably not taken into account in the unemployment statistic because they're not even claiming benefits for being unemployed. They lack the confidence and they're so scared because of the language barriers and the lack of formal qualifications that they don't even go for the process of trying to claim benefits. And that can be obviously misconstrued as, these guys just don't want to work.
Irene, tell me how you got involved with this scheme to begin with.
I'm one of the women of an ethnic background, unemployed, at home, lacking confidence, and not on state benefits. And when I learned about Mummy's Cooking, I straight away thought I was a candidate for this kind of venture so that I could eventually get into employment and be independent. I cook for my family. But there were some gaps in my skills. Fear, coupled with lack of confidence, is fear. How we are going to be perceived, being into a role of commercialization.
And so for you, I mean, the fact that you've been cooking for years, this great food at home, but now you're in this position where you've been doing the training and it looks like it's going to become a, a job, a career. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel great because I'll be going out there to make good food and present it and see how and assess. I have an assessment about how people are enjoying my cooking. As you grow older, you tend to think that these kinds of training is for young people. It's the lack of confidence and reluctancy that is usually the barrier.